Hey guys, welcome back and welcome to our first visual episode of NNA
Unplugged,
where we are unplugged and unfiltered. I'm Nat.
And I'm Alexis.
Hey guys, so this is...
We're on camera.
This is new.
Hi guys.
I'm Nat, if you haven't seen my face
before. Oh yeah, and I'm Alexis. Now you can see us now.
I usually don't have glasses on, but I ripped my contacts.
Womp so, womp.
Gotta get new ones. Anyway, but today we have the very, 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 very anticipated blind date episode. I don't know about y'all, but I'm so excited for this.
I'm scared.
I'm so excited.
We've talked about the idea of doing, like, oh my gosh, if either of us say anything, we're like, oh my god, if anyone's listening, hit us up.
But no, we're for real.
Now.
No, we're for real. So, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
We keep our promises, guys.
If anyone out there sees my face and wants
to... Who sees this video and wants to do a blind date episode.
Hit up Alexis because...
Underscore Alexis underscore Martin.
She has no idea who she has for me. This is me without my glasses.
Said POV?
POV.
Just for y'all watching.
So Alexis' blind dates, her list is that it has to be 20 and older. He has to be 20 and older.
Yes, I am 22, so.
He has to be taller than her, which is taller than 5'4", which
shouldn't be that difficult. Come on, guys.
Smart, works out, funny, family-oriented, darker features, which is like being brunette and stuff. She wanted either a Mexican guy or a white guy.
Am Mexicana, if you guys do not know.
So. Her family needs a Mexican dude. unfortunately.
That's for my mom who's watching right now.
Unfortunately.
We're trying. Hit me up, please. My mom's looking out for me. She said she's going to send me to Mexico.
If Alexis's mother is watching, Olivia, I'm so sorry. I failed you.
Oh, no. No.
but he has to be employed and he has to be like a lover boy. And I got most of those. I skipped out on the brunette and... Oh, I'm telling you things. I skipped out on the brunette.
So he's blonde and he has a job.
I never said he's
blonde. He's a ginger. Guys, anyway. We found him. We found where they've been hiding.
And there's one more that I can't say because I think it'll give it away if I say which one it is.
Okay.
So there's two that he doesn't match completely. Like, we'll say 1.5. He has potential. We have another chair right here. So, it's gonna be, like,
that's
Alexis, the
guy,
mystery man,
and then
me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be like this. I'm gonna look like all of you guys.
I'm gonna have a freak out. I'm scared. What's that girl, when she farts on camera and she thinks that she's like, guys, I think, I'm scared. Did you guys hear that? That's gonna be me. I'm scared.
I've been told by my sources.
Your sister?
By my sources.
Your sister.
that he's mentioned before that you're his type. Did I say that?
Yes. I think so.
Yeah. And I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. And you guys are closer. Like, this is...
Closer in age.
Guys, this is probably the closest Alexis has ever been dating someone her age.
You know what?
He is, like, 7 months
I've learned my lesson.
He's, like, 7 months older than her. So it's perfect.
Oh my god, he's actually older than me?
Older.
Yeah, I have a problem with talking to guys that are younger than me.
This is a big step.
Like a year or two younger than me. Or three.
So, yeah. Basically, it'll be great.
Let's get on over to the visuals. Oh my god!
Next time you will see Alexis, she will be blindfolded.
And probably 10 shades redder. Bye, guys. So, hi guys.
we are back, and Alexis, as you can see, is blindfolded.
So if I'm not looking at the camera or into the mic, that is
She has no idea what's going on. She knows that we have
someone
with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Tyler Flowers.
Wait, I feel like I've...
You have. She knows, mind you, Alexis knows of Tyler. She doesn't know.
I also, mind you, I suck at names, I suck at faces, so I don't even, honestly, I heard the name, but I just remember the last name, and last name sounds familiar.
So, let me...
Don't know who you are, though.
Give you the rundown of how I know Tyler. So, basically, we're both in my sister's wedding together. And he is my sister's, well, he started off as my sister's fiance's best friend.
Oh, I was about to say, whoa. And
now he's both of their best friends, so here he is. He, my sister helped. I'm surprised you're here. I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I got a little talked into, but.
On the way up here, I was like, you know, you didn't have to do this, right? He was like.
Gun to the head.
So.
You don't have to do this.
This is very exciting.
Sorry if that was, like, really up close.
You're
safe distance.
Promise. I'm like, what?
So, yeah, there's not really much of an intro of, like, how we met. We honestly really don't know much about each other. I just know we've been mutually introduced, like, been to a party together for, like, 10
we're
minutes.
All going to be at a wedding. So.
Oh, yeah. She's coming to the wedding. Surprise.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you in the wedding?
No.
Oh.
I've almost given your identity away too many times.
She's told me that she's almost slipped up, and I'm like...
But I haven't. I've always called myself before it was too
And
late.
When it first happened, I started going through Natalie's Instagram following. Mind you, that's like a 300, like maybe like 500 people. And I was like, I'm determined to figure out which
like
one
over
person...
1,000 people that I follow.
Oh, then yeah, I was trying to go through her following and guess, but also, like, how is that going to work?
Alexis, you can't see this. When I said 1,000, you both turned your head.
Like, oh, also, I'm Alexis.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, too.
Okay, do you want to ask the first question, or should I ask?
I
was about to say, I can't
you can,
ask
I'm turning
anything.
Me or Curly? Surprise.
Yeah, I kind of gave it away.
First question. How old are you? That's probably...
Okay. 23.
23.
Okay. I'm 22.
Okay.
So what is, like, your favorite thing to do on weekends?
Is he going first?
Either one.
I'll go first.
I can't do social cues right now, so...
That's kind of, like, obvious, but, like, hanging out with the guys or, like, going to work on a car or something like that. Going to the bar, having a good time, a couple drinks, going out, watching a game, catching a basketball game, something like that.
Yeah. For fun, when I'm not doing homework, I'll go to the gym, I'll go out with friends, probably like bar hopping, or I'm probably with her. So, yeah, I'm a pretty busy girl.
So, Curly likes to go to the gym.
Okay.
So, he goes too, so you can just have like a fun little...
What gym you go to?
I go to the Y. I work at the Y, so I get a free membership, so...
Which one? The one in...
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you worked at the...
No. I am not going that far. I am so sorry. But, yeah, it's only, like, a few minutes away from my house, so I take advantage of that.
I got you. I go to the same place. I go to the... I live, like, 10 minutes from it.
I've been there once or twice. It's massive. Finding equipment was also crazy. Like, I had to look everywhere, but I've been there once or twice. It's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice, nice little gym, I guess. Just too many kids.
Oh, yeah. High schoolers, my worst enemies.
Yep.
Ugh. No, not a fan.
This is great. You know how, like, wonderful it is that Alexis doesn't have to talk to the gym, like, to me? It's fantastic. She talks about the gym all the time, and I'm like, right, got it.
I got Natalie into looking at protein intake, and she was like, why am I looking at this?
You track your protein intake and
oh,
everything,
no.
huh? Oh,
I
was going
to
say,
try
wow, okay,
to.
Okay.
She attempts.
But also.
No, it's actually, no, not even. You do more than attempt, because you do. Don't
I
even
go
lie.
Out of, I mean, I try to, like, for the most part, always.
When I tell you,
like,
that this girl was eating a Reese's peanut butter cup, and she was like, oh my gosh, she goes, this is my favorite kind of candy because it has protein in it.
Well, because, no, the Halloween ones have more peanut butter.
My point. Do you see this? What made you agree to go on this blind date?
Yeah.
Should
I cover my
Your
ears?
Sister, and a little bit from you.
Really?
Encouraging, you know.
That's what's up.
Gotta get out of your comfort zone, do something else.
What did Nicole say? What did...
Which is her sister.
Which is my sister.
She just pretty much just told me if I don't want to do it, don't do it. But it's just like, I kind of wanted to do you a favor and just like not have to deal with that whole situation of telling you no. Being that guy.
Don't know. It's okay. I had a list of people.
Yeah, don't worry.
Like, not saying that, like... But
bring them all out,
say,
guys.
I will
Keep
say...
Keep coming, huh?
You were my first choice, the first person I texted. I was really surprised that it took a one and done text.
You're like,
message.
Oh, that was easy.
I was like, sweet. But, yeah, Alexis, I did.
My turn. So we've talked about this a little bit on the podcast of just, like, whenever we say certain, like, out-of-pocket things, we're like, well, if anybody likes that, go hit her up, go hit me up, or go hit Natalie up. And we've always like, oh my god, imagine if we had a blind date episode. And this has happened a lot, where we say things, I'll usually say it hypothetically, and Natalie will take it and run with it. So now we're here, filming a blind date episode.
Okay, but it's...
But why did I, like, agree to do this? Because I was like, why not? And...
We're young. It's fun.
Fun. It's fun. It'll be fun.
I was about to say we're young except for Alexis, but you're older than her, so that doesn't... I can't even make a grandma joke.
Yeah, she makes grandma jokes at me all the time, so... And I trust Natalie for the most part. I trust her for the most part, so I'm like, okay, she won't do me dirty, hopefully. So, yeah.
This is fun.
And also, content, baby. Yeah, exactly. Content, baby, content.
Do you prefer to plan things out or be spontaneous?
Plan things.
Oh, I am a planner through and through. You should have seen me on the cruise. Oh, I like to know what's going on.
Yeah, I gotta save some money. Not just like go book something, go do it. I can't do all that.
I'm spontaneous to an extent. If I'm already out and someone's like, oh, do you want to just go do this? I'm like, sure. Like, fine. Like, I'll be going home somewhere and my friends will be like, do you want to go out? And I'm like, if I'm already ready, then yeah, like, I'm going to just go. But for the most part, I like to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's how I feel if you were to go on a trip.
Time schedule, I am a planner. Oh gosh, like, cruise. If I need to get this assignment done, I'm not just, like, going to go out. It's like, I already have things pre-planned.
Yeah, the cruise was a mess. Not a mess, but...
I was a mess. She was a mess. Naz's like, let's go. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it was a rough. I had to almost nearly punch her a few times to, like, calm down because we went off schedule a few times.
just a couple.
Anyway, not the point. Cruise episode coming later. Tune into that. The mask is coming off.
I'm so scared.
Why are you so scared?
Because I don't know what's going on. Because there's two people looking at me, and then I'm just...
He's not even looking at you right now. He was just kind of looking straight at the camera. But okay.
I'm as scared as you are.
You see her.
Yeah, I see her, but like not her reaction.
Dang, it's bright in here. I got it.
The mask is coming off.
Oh my god, hi.
So, moving into the deeper questions, starting off with a big one. When was your last relationship?
About 2 years ago, I would say.
Relationship, probably like 3 years ago, 3 years ago, probably okay. two and a half, three.
What would you classify as like a relationship like that?
Like he called me his girlfriend.
Okay. Okay.
No situationships, like none of that.
Okay.
Relationship.
Okay. I'm adding on to the original question. How long was it?
A year and a half, I would say.
The last one was only like 6-7 months, but I've dated longer.
Yeah. Yeah. Alexis had Alexis had an ex-boyfriend of 5 years all through high school.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. If you're watching, why are you watching? That's all I'm gonna say.
What would you say are your most valued qualities as a potential significant other?
I'm a big communicator now. I'm very open at like to the point of like if you're feeling it, just say it. Like it's better like if you don't, then I'll see it in, like, how you act. So it's like, what are you hiding?
By the way.
Yeah.
Just for future references, girls can always pick up.
And
on
I'm very under... I've grown to be very understanding. Like, some things you can't control. So, I'm aware of that. But I'm pretty open for the most part.
It depends on the situation, I guess. But more encouraging, determined on wanting to get, like, us farther in life. Stuff like that.
I would say, I mean, I from what I know of you, you're a very, like, forward thinker.
Yeah.
Like, you are very, he thinks ahead.
Depending on the situation, yeah.
More so in life.
Depends what's going on.
The weekend, not so much. Maybe in life. Yeah.
Well, the weekend hits, I'm a whole different
person. You're like,
person.
I turn off.
Like, you're, like, weakest links of your personality.
I would say more communicating, getting, like, your feelings out there, I would guess, you know.
Fair
like enough. It all depends on who the person is.
I feel like that's how most guys are, too. No offense
yeah,
to
and I'm just like, use your words! Sometimes I can act out of emotion, but I also, like, am aware that I do that. And just overthinking sometimes. I tend to do that, so... don't!
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Okay, is that all? Is that all you're saying?
I think so. I'm not trying to, like, rat myself out.
For later. What is your love language?
Do you know what those are?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
Just, like, a little bit of everything, I guess. Like, you know, buying you flowers, like, taking you on a date, like, spontaneously, like, stuff like that. Like, having a good time, just, like, I don't know, being spontaneous. Just, it's like...
Mr. Planned It Out likes to be
spontaneous. Yeah. Like, well, it all depends. Like, on the, like, we go out to Chicago, we go grab some food. Like, what are we going to do after here? Like, I'm not going to have it planned out. Let's go do something random, go have some fun, go take a train somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Also, like, I would say touching, you know, it all depends.
Yeah. Mine is usually gift giving. We've talked about this a little bit in prior episodes.
The best gifts.
Yeah, I'm a very sentimental person, so my gifts tend to have, like, a lot of meaning towards them. Yeah, I would say that. In, like, a nice way. Like, I'm not just, like, buying you stuff just to get you stuff. It's, like, usually for reasons.
What is your ideal perfect date?
If it's, like, a first date, like, I don't know, something simple, like...
Blind date on camera.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Very ideal. This is exactly what I wanted to do.
Blind date on camera, 5 spotlights on you, go.
Yeah. Go. With the microphone.
Yeah, with the microphone. I don't think I've ever been in something like this.
I'm oh,
like,
yeah, I was
no
saying.
Video. I'm not a video
put
person.
Put a finger down.
This is great. I'm having so much fun. I don't know about you guys. Okay. Yeah, perfect. We'll do first date. First date is like...
Something like, I don't know, just like simple, get to know them, take them out to eat, then go get some like ice cream or something after, go to a movie maybe.
I would say usually like more interactive dates, like first dates, like I've done like arcades are good first dates because it's more like relaxed, and where you're able to like communicate with each other, obviously. I wouldn't typically say the movies is a good first
date.
Oh
yeah, no, I mean, I'm...
But, yeah.
Movies are a good date though if you're like...
Already dating.
Yeah, 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 I guess.
But yeah, more like interactive dates where you can like see each other's character in a sense.
Oh, I get
is
that.
What I like more.
How do you feel about expressing affection in public?
No.
It's funny because I know her answer, so.
If you're my girl, I'm gonna make sure they know it.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know if you were done, but.
No, that's it. Yeah, okay. It's just like, you know, like if I go to the bar and let's say... A guy starts talking to you. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to let him know that I'm with her. Yeah.
Back up.
Not even that. Just be more respectful about it. Be like, hey, I'm with her.
Yeah.
You can get her. I don't care. Get her a drink, bro.
You said give me a drink while you're at
yeah,
it.
Yeah, get her a drink. Go ahead, bro. Like, it don't matter
so
to
you
me.
Give her one. Give me one.
Yeah, right?
Like, that's funny. I've done that before. I'm not, like, a huge PDA person. Just because I've grown, like, oh, like, people don't need to know, yada, yada, yada. I mean, I'll do, like, the small things. Like, I'll hold your hand and stuff. But I'm not, like, a huge PDA. Like, we know. We don't gotta go above and beyond.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna start making out with her in the bar type thing.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
No, like, we're in a bar. Like, you see me with her. Like, you're gonna know. Like.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be in the corner making out with this girl or something, though.
We've seen some things on the cruise. Let's not do
that. Oh, my gosh.
So, listen to the cruise episode. We'll talk about
episode.
That.
We'll tell you after, but listen to the cruise episode. What are some important lessons you've learned from past relationships?
Don't move too forward too fast. You don't really get to know them and everything like that. You know, you don't know that person until you live with them and sleep with them every day, wake up to them. You know, it's a whole different ball game, I feel like.
I've learned about, like, communicating and, like, to an extent of trusting people and trusting them, and that it's worth the experience. Like, don't, just because you've, like, had a bad heartbreak doesn't mean you, like, ever love people, like, ever again, but, like, you take what you've learned from that within, like, your personal experience, and then you just take it on to, like, the next person, in a sense.
Good answer.
That was a good answer, yeah.
I always say, like, other relationships are, like, stepping stones to get to the
final
one.
Take what you've learned from that to benefit yourself and like keep an eye out for like those certain red flags or situations. What is that one and song? Don't let people do that again to you.
There's a song that talks about that, like taking, what is it called? It's like a really popular, God Bless the Broken Roads.
Don't know that song.
Of course you don't.
Is it country? Yeah, oh my goodness!
Let's open that question. Yeah. What's your music taste?
Everything.
Besides country, apparently.
I'll listen to country too.
Okay.
I mean, just because I'm from doesn't mean I'm a country boy.
I'll typically listen to more pop and alt, and if I'm at the gym, it's like strictly rap music, which I've only gotten into because I've been going to the gym, but. I'm, like, more of an indie pop kind of person. We'll go into... Have you been to Lala?
I have.
Okay, because we're thinking of going this year. So, if y'all see us there... No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm a big, like, music person. So when, like, people hate on Lala, it's like, why? Because it's so diverse.
Who you want to go see this year?
SZA, Tyler, the Creator. I would see Blink-182, The Killers, Future, Metro Boomin. Who else? I'd see Conan, Gray, Zedd, Dominic Fike, Labyrinth, Faye Webster, Sexy Red, Two Door Cinema Club, TV Girl, Kesha, and Chapel Room, who we saw at... Mm-hmm. Olivia's gonna be there. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Maybe I'd see her again. Okay. David. David's gonna be there. Okay.
Apparently she's just looking at the list.
She's got a whole...
Yeah, I didn't know.
I was say, she's got a whole...
I didn't read it.
Whole page.
Yeah, so basically...
I like a lot of...
What's going to happen at Lala is we're going to be going, and then she's just going to go, and I'm going to get dragged around with her.
Yeah.
I don't get any say in what we're seeing.
I'm pretty, like... I like my artists, and they're pretty broad.
I've tried...
From Metro Boomin to...
Mind you, I've tried so hard to, like, negotiate what we're seeing with her.
And she wants us just to see one person.
That is not true at all. That is not true at all.
But if Hozier is playing the same time as SZA, I'm leaving you.
Well, yeah, okay, I would pick SZA over Hozier. But, like, she has been...
Natalie, listen to this.
She has been, like, I'm like, oh, like, I want to see this person. She's like, well, tough, because if this person's going. And I'm like, what?
I'm a concert goer. Like, I love my concerts. I go.
I feel that.
I took her to Olivia Rodrigo last night.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh my gosh.
So good.
It looked cool.
We'll be in another episode. What do you do for work?
I'm a stocker at Costco.
Okay. I used to work at a grocery store.
Yeah.
That was like my first job.
Yeah, I'm trying to get into the 150 an operator or something around the, like, I guess blue collar boys, you would say. But
I know
Shocker.
Some.
He's from We're not surprised.
But yeah, I work in childcare. I've been working there for like 2 years at my current job, but I've worked in like elementary ed since like my junior year of high school. I love my kiddos. I love you guys. But also, I'm not going to be there forever. And
I don't know how she does it.
I'm
not a kid person, by the way. My niece and nephew, love them, but holy crap, I can't.
They're a handful.
And I'm like, they're
Kmart
so cute.
Nicole, they're a handful.
The entire family of four is a handful.
No, but I work with 13 months up to 4.
Okay. As a guy, or does your guy have to go to the gym? Does he have to be fit?
It was on the list, by the way.
Was it?
It was
since
on the list.
Hey, that's a good...
So I, myself and, like, how I got to the gym was, like, for myself, not necessarily, like, look-based, but just, like, I wouldn't say it's, like, a must, but also, like, keeping yourself, like, doing something for yourself is a plus, and I feel like the gym is one of them. Like, I've only ever seen people benefit from the gym.
Yeah.
But I love to see myself improve. Like, that's something, like, you can actually, like, you might not see physically, but, like, you picking up a 10 and being like, wow, that's light now. And then, like, moving up, it's like, okay, like, I could, like, it's for myself, really. Yeah.
And a lot of people take it as, like, a stress reliever or something like
that,
you know.
After a rough day at work.
Yeah,
ooh,
exactly.
I'm shoulder pressing way more than I usually can.
This is my final question.
Oh, I feel like I know it already.
Then we can wrap it up.
I feel like I know it.
Ready for this? Ready?
No.
Okay. Is there going to be a
second
date?
I knew it!
Could there be a second date?
I clearly think you were good looking and you're pretty cool. You, by the way, I've seen in her Snapchat videos and stories.
He's seen more of her than she's seen more of him. So
yeah that's the thing. Sure. I've only seen you or like have heard of you obviously from like what Natalie has said.
All good things. I haven't like talked bad about you.
Let me say like, oh my gosh, let me tell you.
Stupid curly.
But well, no kidding.
Just say I'm yeah. Not, if you've talked to Cole and Jamin, they've probably slipped up on a couple things.
But I feel like if we get to know each other, possibly. But I already knew you were gonna be at the wedding, so I was like, if I see him once, I'm gonna see him again.
Blind date part two, October
5th. At the wedding. Let's just bring all the lights, get the mics.
Do a setup.
At like that, at the big table.
So, yeah, maybe potentially. It's not a no. Did I do a good job? I think I did a good job.
Yeah, I didn't. I had no guesses.
It was fun.
But I was, like I said before, I was freaking out when I was like, I found somebody.
Was it
like,
as bad as
oh,
what you
God.
Thought?
No, I was definitely nervous walking in here, though, you know? Like, it's not as bad. I walked in here, and I thought I was just getting, well, first of all, I thought I was just going to be recording. Like,
yeah, we did too.
And I walked into a whole photo shoot. Right? So.
She FaceTimed her sister
yeah,
earlier.
Yeah, we called Nicole before this.
And but she was like, oh my God, he agreed. I was like, what do you mean he agreed? Like,
because I said, so he's on the way. And she goes, I said, don't say his name because Alexis is next to me. I said, but he's on the way. She goes, no way. And she's like, he didn't actually do it. And I said, he did.
Yeah.
I said, he invited
it's a
him.
Little bit. They know. This is not my comfort zone. That's for
oh,
sure.
And we said we're going to have a viewing party with
them. I said, we're going to have a viewing party with everyone.
Okay.
Not actually. Maybe.
Good times.
Thank you so much for joining in to this week's episode, our first visual episode. Let us know if you like this type of style.
Yeah, if we get some good views and some good likes, we'll see if we can do some more visual content.
We
of
have
course,
at least one more, like I said.
Oh, yeah. So. And, of course, like listen to us on Spotify, Amazon, etc. Go to redhawk.media.
Make sure to follow our sister podcast and listen and give some love to them. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate all the views. Our recent podcast episode
did really well.
It's doing really well.
Thank
so
you guys.
Thank you so much.
We very much appreciate it.
And so with that being said,
we'll see you on the flip. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.